God subdued armies. God put to flight the armies of aliens. God stopped the mouths of lions. God quenched the violence of fire. But every time it happened, it was on somebody that had given up everything to find the pearl of great price. When you hang on to the world with one hand and Jesus to the other, he'll never be real in the fire to you or in the lion's den. It's when you've forsaken everything that Jesus will take you up. David said, when my mother and my father forsakes me, the Lord will pick me up. Take me up. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, he will. The Lord will pick me up. Wonderful. Praise the Lord. Joseph was abandoned by his brothers. They forsook him. They sold him into Egypt for 20 pieces of silver. Genesis 37, verse 28. But the Lord took him up. He left everything behind. God stripped him down to nothing. Put him in Egypt. Put him in a prison in captivity for 13 years. But at the end of that great trial of his faith and his trust in God, one day he's down in an old striped suit in the dungeon, the lowest dungeon of Egypt, a prisoner. By the time nightfall came that from that morning, he was sitting by the king with the king's ring, the king's robe, and a fellow with a trumpet saying, you bow the knee to this man. He's the second ruler in Egypt. God does that to people that give all, that forsake all, to follow the Lord and buy the pearl of great price. I've tried it. I know it works. We never had a thing, never had nothing until we got out here this last 2.5 years. The Lord tried me. Sister Williams got us a house up here in Jacksonville. My mother died and left me a home down in South Florida. This property became available at the same time. Now, what would you do? I know what most preachers would do. They'd go out and take offerings and squeeze you and get you to go mortgage your home and go in debt at the bank and go cash some of your CDs and securities, and you make a sacrifice offering, you do without something, and we'll buy something for the Lord. That's the way they do it. Don't tell me they don't. Everyone I know does it that way. You sacrifice. Them preachers don't sacrifice. But no, they ain't going to take none of their securities out of the bank. They look at me everywhere I go to preachers' meetings. Brother Ray, you saving your money? You getting any money laid up for rainy day, Brother Ray? Brother Ray, ain't nobody going to take care of you if you don't take care of yourself, Brother Ray. I can just hear them guys in my ears. My wife knows it. She's sat with me. And these Pentecostal preachers around me asking me, are you saving your money? Are you laying up your money? Are you getting your home? Are you taking care of your old age? Oh, you know, so ain't nobody going to take care of you, Brother Ray, if you don't take care of yourself, Brother Ray. Put on that old mess. I sold my mama's house. I sold Sister Williams' house. And I'd have sold your house if I'd have had it. Praise God. Should I get some hold of some more of your houses? Sell them out from under you. Praise God. Finished paying his property off. We got enough with the help and the grace of God, and God started stripping a millionaire at the same time. Stripping him down. Or we wouldn't have been here. And I thank the Lord for an old son. Bless his old heart, Ray Jr. Talked to him. He sold his place and got the equity out of it. We liked enough money to pay the down payment. I didn't have it, so I went to him. And I knew he just got the money for his house. I said, Ray, I need some money. Have you got the equity in your house yet? Yes. He looked at me and said, I know just what you want. Yep, I want that check, $28,000. I got it. Praise God. And we put that together, them three houses, and got this place now paid down on. Praise the Lord. The Lord said, if you're going to have anything, you got to forsake all. When God strips you, then you're in a good shape for God to bless you. Why does he want to bless you for when you don't need it? But get rid of everything. You say, all right, Lord, here I am, just you and me. Like that little old song we sing sometimes. It's just Jesus and me for each tomorrow, for every heartache, for every sorrow. I know that I can depend upon that newfound friend. So unto the end, it's just Jesus and me. Oh, praise the Lord. Just Jesus and you or me. Praise the Lord. The more you got, the less God's going to do for you. I'd rather see the hand of God move than to have $1 million I could back up to. Praise the Lord. Thank God I've sold all to follow Jesus. Another little course of saying, I've forsaken all to follow Jesus, trusting in him to supply my every need. I forget how the rest of it goes. Oh, yes, hallelujah. Laying aside each weight that doth beset me, striving to please my Lord in word and deed. This is going to be on consent. It's going to be terrible, but I can't help it. Praise the Lord. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. I found a field and it had a treasure in it. I went and sold everything I had and bought the field. One day I was miserable. Them old pearls and paste pearls I had, I thought was something, but I found a pearl of great price. And when I found it, I went and sold everything and bought it. Praise God. Now forsaken all to follow Jesus. I ain't put the squaw on the altar. Put the pampooses on the altar. And then I jumped on there and put the old Indian himself on the altar. Praise God. Forsaken all to follow Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Holy Ghost, we thank you for your compassion and mercy in touching our hearts today. Thank you, Lord, for the sweet Spirit of God and the fire of God that's burning in our bosoms this morning. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for fanning them sparks and making them into flames of fire. We praise you, Lord, for your wonderful presence. Take all we've said and all that you've done in the anointing of the Spirit of God, Holy Ghost, may your anointing, Lord, teach and reach through this message, Lord, to your glory and honor, the glory and honor of Jesus Christ. Lord, open hearts and may they understand they're going to have to give up. They're going to have to forsake. They're going to have to abandon and leave and go on without many things. And you have lordship over our lives. And you have a right to tell us to turn, to move, to give up, to take on. Praise God! You have a right to direct us in any place, at any time, to do anything. And I pray the Holy Ghost will help us to somehow challenge people, challenge Christians to get out of their misery, get out of their old emptiness, get out of that old confusion. They'll get out and get where that pearl of great price is in that field. And they'll sell everything and get where that pearl of great price is. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Holy Ghost, I praise you, but the Spirit of God will keep us. Praise the Lord. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. It is time for my people to quit playing safe and secure while a world has ripened a harvest. My people are playing while the world is on fire. My people are playing it easy and taking the easy way out while the harvest is ripe and souls are dying and men are crying for the light to penetrate their darkness, that they may also be led into the light, into that field where the pearl of great price is. People of God, I'm speaking.